Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Donna. I hope you can hear me. I'm actually sitting outside Lowe's in the parking lot. I had to get out of my house for a house showing at the most inopportune time. So forgive me, I might be just a couple of minutes late connecting, but this was the best I could do. So hopefully there won't be too much radio and distractions and whatnot. It's not how I like to present my show. I usually do it in a very calm and peaceful area, either of my house or outside. But you know what? When you have to show up, you have to show up, and we'll just do the best we can. Today, I wanted to talk about a blend that I sell and that others sell too. We all have our own way of blending it. It's called Calm and Peaceful. And I'm working on another blend similar to Calm and Peaceful, but really dedicated more just to home cleansing. But this is the closest blend that I think works wonders. And this is what I use in my own home. Mine is made up of tangerine, orange, yang yang, and blue tansy. So when we get through with the show, you'll understand, you know, why it's very calming, whether it's anti-anxiety and anti-panic. There's no side effects. It smells heavenly. It really does. The original recipe was created by a naturopathic doctor, and I think I mentioned that on my actual website, soulfulforyou.com. It's also beneficial for hyperactive children and adults, as well as people that want to stop using antidepressant meds. So you're saying, Donna, what the heck does this have to do with raising the frequency of my home, cleansing my air? As we go on, and you'll understand why I recommend it. For those of you that are really into frequency levels, this has a frequency level of 105, all right, which is a pretty good high frequency for the essential oils. But when you think about it, in my prior life, coming in the door from corporate America, weren't we full of sometimes anxiety and anger and impatience and just feeling like the world is on your shoulders? And imagine you're going to feel that way maybe, but then once you're inside and you turn on your diffuser, or your home will probably have a slight lingering scent of this, as mine does, right? And you immediately start to feel the world just kind of slowly get off of your shoulders. You kind of feel like you can breathe again, you can relax, you can enjoy, kind of get back to who you really are. Okay, so let's start with the tangerine essential oil. Okay, it's also, as you know, all the oils, it's not one size fits all. It's no different than medication or colors, where there's so many different hues and vibrancies. And the essential oils are no different. Tangerine, it's also an antiseptic. It's an antispasmodic. It's a sedative. It's, as you know, it's from a citrus fruit. And kind of tangerines and mandarin oranges are pretty much the same in terms of it's just that the essential oil of tangerine is extracted by cold compression of its peels, which is, you know, and Mandarin is also more significant in the Chinese culture and herbal medicines. But the benefits, let's start with, say, the antiseptic part of it. It's very good in helping to treat an infection called sepsis, which I don't know how many of you may be aware of this condition, but it's really kind of nasty. It's when you have a wound that swells and reddens, and it also has, you know, bad pain that's with it. And if you don't curb it quickly, it will spread to other parts of your body, and it will cause pain, mobility, hardening of your joints, as well as contractions and cramps and fever, and the list goes on and on. So we don't want to go into all of that, but basically it contains certain components which help kill this bacteria and keeps it from spreading, thereby helping to cure the sepsis. The tangerine oil can be externally applied on open wounds. Okay? Now, it can also be taken orally, but as with anything, I would always say to check with your doctor. I am not a medical doctor. My job is to just bring you as many of the facts that are as factual as possible so that you can make an educated determination on whether this is something for you, how to use it, and always when needed or when it just makes good sense, you know, check with your doctor on that. As a sedative, and this is one of the reasons why the Calm and Peaceful is so calming, the sedative in the tangerine, it soothes the body. It also soothes inflammation and hyperactivity in your organs, namely respiratory, circulatory, digestive, and nervous systems. It sedates inflammation from fever, kind of talked about that with the sepsis, intrusion of any poisonous substances in the bloodstream from external sources, and hypersensitivity of allergies. It's also a sedative for depression, anger, and impulsive responses. Here again, wonderful, wonderful calming. It's something that children or adults with ADD or ADHD, you know, sniff directly from the bottle, and it just calms you right down. You know, so it's in and of itself, by itself, it is wonderful. So other benefits are, I think I may have mentioned, circulation for blood and phlegm. It boosts your digestion. I mean, how many of us can sometimes come in with just sick to our stomachs, whether it's because of the lunch we wolfed down and perhaps did not eat as healthy, or maybe the lunch we did not get because things were so crazy during the day. It also helps maintain the oil and moisture balance in your skin. So it has wonderful emollient properties. And it's also been known to ease constipation and diarrhea, flatulence, rashes, cracking skin, dandruff. So this oil also blends very well with bergamot, cinnamon, clary sage, frankincense, my old favorite, lavender, neroli. And that's just to name a few. You know, that's just some of my my favorites. Okay. The other ingredient in my Calm and Peaceful is regular orange essential oil, you know, which also has medicinal, you know, uses. It's an antispasmodic, you know, it's a sedative when you need to cool down. you know, whether you're suffering from inflammation or just a hard day at the office, it's kind of a natural sedative, again, like the tangerine, that will just help you relax. There's nothing artificial about these pure essential oils, you know, and it also does, you know, when you take synthetic forms of narcotics, et cetera, it will in time damage your heart and other internal organs. And I mean, why do that when we can maybe ease our symptoms and treat them better with something that is so natural from nature with none of the scary side effects? Okay. Now, not to be naughty, but orange is also can be considered a bit of an aphrodisiac. And don't we want our homes to be humming and buzzing with love and good, pure sexual energy? You know, it is known to help with issues such as frigidity, interest in sex, or decreased libido. You know, nothing will take away that sex drive more than stress, being overweight and not taking care of our bodies, nourishing ourselves, mind, body, and soul. So you can grab a bottle of the orange essential oil and get a little effective relief from inflammation, whether it's internal or external, you know, and regardless of the reason, it's just a more natural and better way to think of self-healing. It's also been known, now this I've not tried, but it's also supposed to help irritation and knee pain. And for those of you who are listening, who are my runners or work out at the gym or just running to and fro from, you know, taking care of kids or maybe your carpenters or whatever, this would be a nice, safe, effective way to treat those pains and inflammation of the knee. As an antidepressant, it just takes you back to happy moments, kind of like vanilla does, where it brings pleasant thoughts to mind, making you happy and relaxed. It's a mood lifter. Okay, that's the reason to have it in your home in a blend, because that's exactly how you want your home to smell and feel. Now, for those of you that don't know, my mother is suffering from Alzheimer's, and they say that using the orange essential oil can help in improving cognitive function. It's also a good insecticide. It's effective against larvae and, you know, housefly, and it can also help eliminate houseflies. So here again, another good reason to burn it, not to burn it, but to diffuse it with your cool mist diffuser, or if you apply it directly to your skin, make sure you use it with a carrier oil, or put it on a cotton ball and sniff, you know, however. Blue tansy. It's also known as Moroccan chamomile. It's also a highly curative oil. It has real tissue regenerating abilities. It's a light botanic aroma, which blue tansy is used in a lot of perfumes because of its lovely, subtle, personal scent. But it's also has medicinal effectiveness. The pigment of the blue tansy, it's a sapphire color. It's a beautiful sapphire. And when you're dealing with, you know, high quality, the quantity of the blue tansy oil, it the ability to heal burns, blisters, acne, boils, dermatitis, eczema, and rashes. It's a tissue regenerator, so it's also soothing wounds and wrinkles. You can apply it directly on the skin, but of course if your skin is sensitive, you might want to use a carrier oil to put it on the bottom of your feet. You can inhale it directly for the therapeutic benefits. The antihistamine and anti-inflammatory, and I mention this because a lot of us suffer from fall allergies. It's another way to keep those allergens down in your home. It's particularly useful for people with asthma, emphysema, pets, anyone in need of respiratory support. I think that's probably most of us. So again, put in a diffuser so that it will just work its way throughout the room. It will just purify it, chase away viruses, bacteria, pathogens, and mold. And, I mean, it will leave the air in your home so sweet. All of this while it's helping to relax tension and ease your fear and worry. You know, it also encourages mental clarity and upliftment, okay? It assists with grounding and peacefulness, especially if you put a little rose or frankincense oil in it. But it's it can bring your own personal energies into higher vibration. It's you're instantly kind of just feel like you're just buzzing at a higher level. Another reason why I recommend the Calm and Peaceful for diffusing inside your home. I mean, once you're there and the stress melts away, and then it's also allowing you to get into your higher vibrational self and leaving fears and worries at the door. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. The Yang Yang, you know, it's also used to treat high blood pressure, intestinal problems, sexual dysfunction, and stress. Okay, it's good for impotence. When you're looking to create a deeper alpha brainwave state for relaxation, stress relief, meditation, it helps stimulate the pituitary gland. It's also so unifying. It's sensual. It gives you self-confidence. It creates joy and contentment. You know, the fragrance of the Yang Yang, it's sweet. It's a soft, I guess, erotic fragrance, and it stimulates euphoria and erotic moods. It stimulates the part of your brain that releases the endorphins so that it's antidepressive, and it's great for nervous depression and tension. It's calming and it's antispasmodic. And it's just wonderful just to help you to relax. So here again, another reason that it's in the Calm and Peaceful. And, you know, it provides all of these properties, release of stress, raises your own vibrational frequency. Your home will just have this wonderful smell, and people will just feel good entering your home. It doesn't get much better than that. So I hope you guys found this helpful and informative. Again, my website is soulfulfull, S-E-O-U-L-F-U-L-L, the number 4, the letter U.com. You can go directly to my Facebook page and like it. You can also reach out to me at soulfulfull@gmail.com. I'm also proud to be affiliated with angelcoaches.org. Reach out and see what myself and my kindred angels, what we're up to. And next week, we're going to talk about a blend called Exotica. So I don't know if you could sense what I was leading into for next week's show, but we'll revisit some of our old favorites and maybe introduce a couple of new ones. But we got to get our homes at vibrating and ourselves vibrating and being the best that we can possibly be so that we can accept all these wonderful gifts that the universe has in store for us. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to me. I apologize for the outdoor noise, but, you know, as I often joke, when you're called upon, you have to answer the call. And today, I'm sorry I have to answer it from the parking lot at Lowe's Home Improvement. I am so, so very humbled and appreciative of all of you that listen in and maybe download it later. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll talk again next Monday at 3 o'clock. And we'll go on a little bit of an erotic journey, all clean, but lots of fun. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.